KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have clear to partly cloudy skies, 23 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 50. Winds out of the north at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Manning Regional Healthcare Center, your trusted experts close to home. Atlantic Police responded to an incident Friday afternoon whereby an argument over personal products being purchased turned into a potentially deadly confrontation. According to Atlantic Police Lieutenant Devin Hogue, officers were called at around 4 p.m. to the Dollar General store in Atlantic, where a man reportedly had displayed a gun during the incident. There were no injuries. The man with the gun left the store and waited for police to arrive. Both subjects involved in the argument cooperated with police during the investigation. No arrests were made and no charges have been filed at this point. The incident remains under investigation. Sheriff's deputies in Adams County were dispatched at around 11:19 p.m. Friday to a residence in the 1500 block of Benton Avenue in Corning for a domestic violence incident. Upon further investigation, they arrested 49-year-old Rosalia Jane Stalker on two counts of domestic abuse assault second offense. Both charges are aggravated misdemeanors. Stalker was being held without bond in the Adams County Jail. Officials of the Pottawatomie County Department of Public Health on Friday indicated there was another presumptive COVID-19 case in the county that was positive. A total of presumptive positive cases for Pottawatomie County is now 7, two of which have since recovered at home. The latest case is a Council Bluffs man who's between the ages of 41 and 60 and who has pre-existing medical conditions. The man had not recently traveled and had no identifiable contact with an existing case. And because the case is not traceable, public health believes it to be the county's second case of community spread. The individual is currently self-isolating at home. Pottawatomie County Public Health is in communication with the IDPH and is considering this case to be of no risk to the public. They're recommending people stay home, though, as often as possible to avoid being exposed and to avoid exposing others to the virus. They also say avoid groups of people. Do not visit those big box stores except for necessary trips. If you must leave home, use social distancing and stay at least 6 feet away from others, as we've been telling you for weeks now. And now is also an important time to practice excellent hygiene and disinfectant practices. Wash your hands and disinfect frequently touched surfaces multiple times a day. Officials of the Mills County Public Health Department Friday afternoon said they too have been notified of the first confirmed case of COVID-19 or the novel coronavirus in Mills County. The person is a male between the ages of 41 and 60 and is self-isolating. Mills County Public Health is conducting contact tracing information and investigation for this case to identify any close contacts who should monitor their health symptoms and self-isolate. There is no general additional public guidance, they say, that would result from providing any more information about this specific case. And again, all residents are urged to stay home and follow the CDC and IDPH guidelines. Officials of the Crawford County Home Health, Hospice, and Public Health Department said late Friday evening that COVID-19 test results have been confirmed in three county residents there. The Iowa Department of Public Health reported to the county one of the cases is an adult between the ages of 41 and 60. Two are adults ranging in age from 61 to 80. The cases are the result of community spread within the community, according to health officials. Well, Cass County Wellness Coordinator Brigham Hoig says Healthy Cass County encourages farmers and gardeners to grow a little more food this year. Grow Another Row, Cass County is a campaign to encourage residents to grow and share more food in 2020. The campaign is launching now to address food challenges created by COVID-19 as more people are finding themselves needing a little extra help to keep food on the table. Master Gardener and host of KJAN's Backyard and Beyond program, LaVon Eblin, says, "These are scary times, but we have a strong tradition of offering help in emergencies, and that time is now." Farm-to-school supporter Sue Riggs says, "As farmers and gardeners are beginning to plant, now is the perfect time to plant more to share." Healthy Cass County is identifying food donation sites across the county and plans to offer sites in Atlantic, Griswold, Oneida, and Cumberland. The group will distribute the donated produce across the county. Riggs says, "We want everyone in Cass County to have access to local produce this summer." For more information on the program and to register for the newsletter, visit the link found in the same story on the Ag and Outdoor or the news page at KJAN.com. You can also follow Healthy Cass County on Facebook. And if you have any questions, reach out to Cass County Wellness Coordinator Brigham Hoig at 712-249-5870. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a woman from Cumberland was injured during a rollover accident Friday morning. 44-year-old Jennifer Lee Brisky was driving a 2005 Chevy Colorado pickup westbound on Lansing Road near the intersection with 680th Street, or about halfway between Cumberland and Wyota, just before 6:50 a.m. on Friday when the vehicle went out of control due to the icy conditions. The pickup hit an embankment and rolled into the north ditch where it landed on its top. Authorities report Brisky was transported by medevac ambulance to the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. And a report around 8:50 p.m. Thursday about a burglary in Council Bluffs resulted in an arrest. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office, a 25-year-old Christian Edward Rexilius, was taken into custody for burglary in the third degree, breaking and entering with a person present, criminal mischief in the fifth degree, destruction or damage of property, and providing false ID information. His bond was set at $10,600. In our funeral announcements, Gerald V. Hauser, age 91, of Griswold, died Monday at Griswold Care Center. An open visitation for Gerald Hauser will be held at the Reekin Dune Funeral Home in Griswold from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. today. The family will not be present at any specific time. Sandra Sue Shell, age 66, of Casey, died Wednesday at her home. A public visitation for Sandra Shell will be held on Monday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Adair is in charge of the arrangements. Mary Ellen Miller, age 86, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House. Services for Mary Ellen Miller are currently pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ruth Sorensen, age 93, of Harlan, died Thursday at Elmcrest Retirement Community. A memorial service for Ruth Sorensen will be held at a later date with Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of the arrangements. Mick Berenger, age 78, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at his home. Private family services for Mick Berenger will be held in the Atlantic Cemetery, with a celebration of life to be held at a later date. The Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Florence May Campbell, age 93, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Exira Care Center. No public services are planned for Florence Campbell at this time. A private burial will be held at the Monteith Cemetery. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Ramona Larson, age 89, of Atlantic, died Wednesday in Mesa, Arizona. Services for Ramona Larson are currently pending for a later date, with the Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. Aileen Bussey, age 79, of Carson, died Tuesday at Nebraska Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Private family graveside services for Aileen Bussey will be held at the Carson Cemetery in Carson. Los Hills Funeral Home of Carson has the arrangements. Mildred Millie Nelson, age 91, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Private memorial services will be held for Millie Nelson in the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Kensley Renee Railsback, age 2, of Guthrie Center, died March 25th at the Guthrie County Hospital. Cremation will take place, and a celebration of life for Kensley Railsback will be held at a later date. The Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. That's a check of the news brought to you by Manning Regional Healthcare Center, your trusted experts close to home. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.